Trend number two, the psychological recession. In her 1995 bestseller, Danger in the Comfort Zone, renowned consultant Judith M. Bardwick wrote brilliantly about the problem of workers who feel so entitled to their jobs and secure in their employment that their performance suffers. Now, because of global competition and the relentless migration of jobs to lower-cost providers, that sense of entitlement has largely disappeared and has been replaced by the opposite problem. Today, many employees are so worried about becoming victims of downsizing, outsourcing, and offshoring that they work in a state of perpetual insecurity. And because they feel their employers no longer care about them, they have stopped caring about their jobs. In the Conference Board Review, Bardwick cites surveys that reveal that as many as two-thirds of U.S. employees are either actively looking for new jobs or merely going through the motions at their current jobs. Even many of the people who physically show up for work each day have quit their jobs emotionally. In their minds, they already have one foot out the door. It used to be that companies could rely on their employees to show up for work each morning, ready to give their employers their commitment, loyalty, and even passion. The reason? They believed that the company was committed to them. That feeling no longer exists. Over the past couple of decades, labor forces have been downsized and whole departments have been either outsourced or offshored. As a result, workers no longer feel that the company values them, so they have lost their passion for their work and their commitment to their employer. Now they feel extremely vulnerable and afraid for their futures. Bardwick calls this emotional state the psychological recession. In this condition, people feel worried about the present and even more pessimistic about the future. This is especially relevant in the business world, because chronically fearful people are too exhausted to be creative and innovative. They expect the worst to happen, so they see no reason to give their all. This isn't a problem that affects only a few disgruntled employees. According to Bardwick, everyone is affected by the psychological recession. Everyone personally knows people who have been directly affected by downsizing. At the same time, she notes, work itself has become a major source of tension because when costs must be lowered, the arithmetic of higher productivity means that more work has to be accomplished by fewer and fewer people. This translates to longer work hours for everyone who has a job. People on permanent overload are exhausted, and exhaustion is not a prescription for treating fear and anxiety. Adding to this sense of stress is the fact that we've already mentioned. Employees have gone from too much unearned security to too little. Most people now feel that even if their performance is excellent and their skills are up to date, they have little chance of earning job security. While economies, organizations, and customers are benefiting because of the economy's competitiveness, many employees, particularly those in the information technology industry, are at a disadvantage because their jobs can easily be moved to a low-cost provider in another country, such as India. This reality has been particularly difficult for younger baby boomers and Gen Xers to accept because they started their careers when jobs were more secure. Many of these young, bright, highly educated people have lost their sense of direction. They're not sure if they're moving up in the organization or about to be moved out the door. What does this mean for your business? Bardwick argues that, in the longer term, not making a commitment to your employees is truly a dumb strategy. It's dumb because it produces powerfully negative financial outcomes. When employees are perceived as a cost and not a resource, when they are treated as a liability and not an asset, when no one seems to know or care that they are there, people don't work well, and they don't stay. However, it does not have to be that way. Bardwick cites a 2005 study of work trends by Next Generation Consulting. It found that people who create and use knowledge, especially younger knowledge workers, were eager to reinvent their work experience so they could feel fulfilled. Within a balanced life, they wanted to work hard at jobs that were meaningful to them. In contrast, Researchers learn the actual experiences of many knowledge workers are leaving them feeling burned out and frustrated. But even worse than the fact that employees are not producing according to their potential is the reality that many workers are actively trying to hurt their employer's performance. A Gallup study of 4.5 million employees in 12 industries found that 17% of employees are actively disengaged and trying to sabotage the company that paid them. Another 54% are passively disengaged, meaning they feel no emotional attachment to their jobs. Unlike their actively disengaged coworkers, they aren't trying to hurt the company, but they aren't doing much to help it either. The same poll found that one of every two workers wants to change jobs. As Bardwick emphasizes, no company can succeed when half of its employees want to quit and nearly three-fourths are not committed to their employer or engaged in their work. Looking ahead, the trends editors offer the following five forecasts. First, employers will need to educate their workers about the economy to help them realize that the present and future reality is not as bleak as they believe it is. While the newspaper headlines and TV news programs reinforce the sense of despair when they report stories about layoffs in such industries as the airline business, the truth is that the economy is relatively healthy. Interest rates remain near record lows. Aside from fuel prices, inflation is not an issue. And as we explain in our analysis of Energy Crisis 2.0, oil prices have been artificially raised by speculators and are likely to drop. Even unemployment is low by historical standards at 5.5% in June 2008, according to Reuters. Second, even though there is no rational reason for employees to suffer from a psychological recession, the impact of this mood is very real. And if the trend is not reversed, the costs of turnover for American businesses will surpass $600 billion in the next 3 to 5 years. That figure is the result of calculations by Spherion Corporation, which provides temporary help and outsourcing services to global corporations. Spherion has studied employee morale throughout this decade and concludes that many workers are so unhappy with their jobs that many will leave at the first opportunity, which will force employers to pay the cost of recruiting, hiring, and training a replacement for each lost worker. Third, to remedy this situation, business leaders must identify their top performers, the ones who are crucial to the company's success both today and in the future, and then make a visible, meaningful commitment to them. This commitment can be in the form of increased salaries, a permanent office rather than an anonymous cubicle, or formal recognition of the employee's achievements. It's also important to celebrate people's anniversaries with the company. By letting everyone know that the company values each person's loyalty and commitment, and by demonstrating loyalty and commitment to them, it can encourage more people to do the same. Fourth, employers must provide a safety net for their fearful workers. In her book, One Foot Out the Door, How to Combat the Psychological Recession That's Alienating Employees and Hurting American Business, Bardwick suggests that employers and policymakers must increase U.S. workers' sense of security by offering training programs to improve their skills, making changes in healthcare plans to make coverage affordable and widespread, and forging new partnerships between employers and employees. For example, Costco makes sure that its employees rank at the top of the retail industry in wages and benefits, and pays more than 92% of their health insurance costs. As part of this process, companies may need to reassign managers who perpetuate a negative atmosphere by dwelling on bad news, by failing to respect workers and recognize high performers, and by promoting a sense of fear in the workplace. And fifth, the rewards for making employees feel more secure will be enormous, because an engaged, committed workforce is more loyal, more innovative, and more productive than a staff of workers who are afraid of losing their jobs and already planning to work for someone else. For example, Costco's well-paid, well-respected workers are significantly more productive than employees at Walmart. And it's no coincidence that Costco is more profitable than its giant competitor. Also, Consider that the corporations on Fortune magazine's 100 best companies to work for consistently beat their peers on several measures of business performance, including share price appreciation. For example, according to a study by Deloitte Consulting, the publicly traded companies on the 2007 list generated an average annual return of 18.9% over the previous 10 years, more than twice the 8.4% return of the S&P 500.